This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Do you know who this is, CeeLo?
Not yet.
All right, hold on.
I mean, I have a guess without... I'm going to assume this is a Tina Turner song.
It is.
Okay.
This is a lost Tina Turner classic, I Don't Want to Fight.
I'll be honest, I'm a little Tina Turner ignorant outside of knowing who she is and that she's a legend.
Yeah, she passed away yesterday.
No, I know that.
Yes. 83 years old.
But I don't know a lot of her music.
All right. Well, she had like a big resurgence in the 80s.
Okay.
She was Ike and Tina Turner in like the 60s and 70s.
Yeah.
And then she had a resurgence in the MTV era. She had a bunch of hits.
My mom was always a big fan.
Yeah. She had, Private Dancer. She had like one really big album that had like a bunch of hits on it. And then she did songs with other artists. She was very popular.
Very legendary dancer/live performer, yeah?
Yes, a lot of energy, they say, yes. Miss Tina Turner. Tina Turner was the first, knowing of Tina Turner was the very first time I ever became aware that domestic violence was a thing.
Oh.
Because you heard stories when I was a kid of this Ike, when she was Ike and Tina Turner, they were a very popular duo and they were married, but supposedly. I mean, definitely. Ike Turner, we used to beat her up.
Bad dude.
Yeah, bad dude. And it was like the first time I was aware that that was a thing in the world, that a husband would beat up a wife. That sounds so bizarre
it
now.
Does. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But good on her for...
She survived.
Breaking loose and doing her own thing, blazing her own path.
Absolutely. And I know there was a Broadway show about her life.
Oh, yeah?
That was quite popular. Recently. I mean, like I went to see... This is going to sound funny, but I went to see Kinky Boots a couple of years ago.
Okay, yeah.
And the Tina Turner show was right across the street. And I was like, why am I not going to see this Tina Turner show instead of going to see Kinky Boots instead?
Called Tina.
Which, by the way, Tiki Barber was in Kinky
That's
Boots
right.
for a short
yeah,
time.
Yeah, yeah, I remember that.
I did not see the Tiki Barber Kinky Boots. I saw the the non-Tiki
Somebody
Barber
else.
One.
Yeah.
It was pretty good, though, too. I don't go to a lot of Broadway. I've probably been to Broadway 3 times in my entire life.
Your life? Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I've actually got you beat there.
Really?
Yeah.
I went to see Kinky Boots.
Mm-hmm.
I went to see that puppet show, Avenue Q.
Don't know that one.
And then when I was in 8th grade, we took a school trip in to see Zorba the Greek.
Didn't see that either.
That was not a good one.
This Tina show, 4.9 out of 5,
yeah.
123 Google reviews.
Yeah, I'm sure it was
Sounds
solid.
Pretty good.
Oh, absolutely, CeeLo. So rest in peace to Miss Tina Turner.
Of course, absolutely.
Oh, absolutely. Now, did you see, I don't know how I missed this on Tuesday night, CeeLo, but Yankee pitcher Michael King got so annoyed at PitchCom that it wasn't working properly that he took it in. I guess he was trying to throw it into the dugout.
Yeah.
But he airmailed it, and it went into the stands,
yes.
And a woman wound up with
she
it.
She did, yes. You missed it because I was going to get to it yesterday,
oh, okay.
But we did the big eczema discussion in the 8 o'clock hour, and then at 9 o'clock, things just went off the rails. So I had it queued up, Michael King sound and the story, but we did not get to it.
Yeah, so he winged it into the crowd, which that would be kind of cool if you could, if you're in the stands and you get to control PitchCom. Like, you get to pick.
Well, that's what I think they were worried about.
Yeah,
yeah.
You get to pick which pitches you're going to throw to the hitters. That would be so. Like, if your team really stinks this year, like, let's say, I don't know who the terrible teams are.
The Oakland A's.
Great point. The Oakland A's, they're leaving Oakland. They're terrible. Not a lot of fans go.
Right.
But if you tell me, like, at the end of August, there's a game where I can go to the game, get myself a hot dog and a beer, and I get to control PitchCom. I get to choose the pitches. I might go to that.
Yeah, that'd be a good incentive to get your fanny in the seat.
Yeah, like someone could, every inning, a different fan gets to control PitchCom.
Sure. Let me see here. See if this is right.
I got a sneeze.
You do that.
I got nervous because I know you can call time for PitchCom, but I didn't know if you could do it for a transmitter malfunction.
Yeah.
So I just took it off and chucked it, and I thought it was definitely going to land in front of our dugout, and then it kind of took off like a frisbee, and I saw it floating, and then I saw it almost hit a fan, and then apparently they were hitting the button. Luckily, it wasn't working.
So he was frustrated, and I guess he and I forget who was catching the other night. If it was Higashioka or Ben, I think it was Ben Rortvedt actually, and it just it was clear that it was not working together. So he was get lost with this thing.
Yeah, let me heave this into the crowd.
And then here was one more short one. Him finding out that the team is financially responsible for any damage to a PitchCom device.
I had no idea.
You think the Yankees would have hit you for the bill?
I would hope not, but I'm very happy that it got back then.
Well, they charged for the Wi-Fi on the plane, as we found out.
That's true.
So maybe they would have charged him for that as well.
Oh, definitely. That can't be that expensive in this day and age. Electronics are cheap now.
PitchCom?
Yeah, PitchCom. It's just like a Bluetooth technology type of situation. I'm sure it's cheap.
Yeah.
They should have let the fan keep it. That'd be so cool. Did you catch a you went to the Yankee game? Did you get a foul ball? I did not. I got PitchCom.
That's a cool like game-used memorabilia situation. Like I feel like the, what's his name, Brandon Steiner would be all over authenticating that.
Or Golden Auctions. You watch this
Golden
on
Auctions.
Netflix,
no.
The Golden Auctions thing? Yeah. It's pretty cool. No. It's about Golden Auctions, which is in New Jersey.
Uh-huh.
And they do sports memorabilia.
No.
It's a good show.
All right. I'll add it to my expansive my list.
Yeah,
that things I'm just never gonna get to.
What?
Maybe after my kids, you know, graduate high school.
That's gonna be a lot of. You're gonna be so far behind.
By then, Netflix will. How many dollars per month will they be charging us then?
Yeah, you'll be so far behind at that point. Aaron Rodgers, by the way, you know he told us the other day that he loved Jersey Shore.
Yeah,
and that was his whole what he knew about New Jersey.
Right. Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah. And even went to a Pauly D DJ
in Vegas.
Show in Vegas.
It's T-shirt time.
Yep, Aaron Rodgers gets ready before he goes out. It's T-shirt time where he decides which T-shirt he's going to wear and unveils it and puts it on himself.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Then I guess he was on with Adam Schein.
Yep, did about a half hour with Schein yesterday.
A half hour?
27 minutes.
How does that happen?
What do you mean, how does it happen?
He just put in a request for Aaron Rodgers and he says yes?
I'd assume there's some sort of relationship. I think he's been on his show. He doesn't do the weekly like he does with McAfee, but I think he's been on with Schein a few times in recent years.
That's weird.
I'm sure there's a connection somehow. I couldn't tell you.
That's the connection?
Meaning he knows he's going to go on and not exactly have his feet held to the fire.
Oh, you know? I see. So you're calling Adam Schein a bit of a soft
interview.
I'm not.
Eddie is.
A bit of a soft spot. So he was on there, and I guess they had asked him if he watched Sopranos as well, also a New Jersey show. He said he had not.
Can I admit, I've never watched it.
Same here.
The reason was when it was in its peak, my parents refused to let me watch it.
Okay, because you were younger.
And it's one I just never circled back to. And there's a few like real good shows that I've missed.
Yeah.
The one that I circled back to later on was Entourage, which I watched in full on the, you know, DVD discs, which I loved. I've just never done it with Sopranos.
Yeah.
Because then I got engaged and married and I figured it's not really a show my wife would be interested in. But I should on nights when, you know, she falls asleep and I'm not getting up at 2 a.m. to come here. Throw that on. Oh, she knocked out? Okay, we'll put Sopranos on.
Yeah, I never watched it either. I tried a couple times after it was popular when the DVDs came out. I was like, maybe I'll... I just could not get past like those first couple episodes.
Oh, so you attempted
episodes. I attempted.
Okay. All right.
But there was also a time, like there was a number of shows like Sopranos. What's the show with the guy who was the dentist on Seinfeld?
Oh, Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad.
See, now that was ruined for me because it was so hyped.
Yeah.
And I watched it in full after, and I was like, okay, It's good. My expectations were so high that, and I know this is going to be sacrilegious, people freak out if you say anything bad about it. But I'm not saying it was bad. I don't know. It was good. Yeah. I enjoyed it, but I wasn't like, oh my God, this is the greatest thing ever.
But like that and Walking Dead. So those three shows, Sopranos, Walking Dead, Breaking Bad. I was like, I'm going to try to watch them. But because they both had, all three of them had so many seasons already, I was looking for reasons to not
like it. Yeah.
So I bailed on all of them.
Yeah. I did the binge with, it's funny you say lost interest. I did it with the show Lost.
Yeah.
And I banged out, I forget how many seasons there were, either six or seven. And I, in one summer, not even a full summer, it was probably like a month, watched the entire series and then was up to date just before the last season started. And then had to deal with like the brutality of waiting each week for the new episode to come out. So I love that. That's still to this day one of my favorite series.
Lost.
Yeah.
All right. So Aaron Rodgers is like us. He didn't see Sopranos.
Sopranos.
He did say that he does like Bruce Springsteen and Bon Jovi. So that's good enough for me.
How could you not?
Bon Jovi, Bruce Springsteen,
and Jersey Shore.
Jersey Shore. Okay. Good enough for
me. I'm good
me.
With the music. Jersey Shore doesn't do anything for me. And Sopranos, I can't speak on.
I'd like to see. This is what we got to do. We got to get Aaron Rodgers out there for the Springsteen MetLife shows in August.
Maybe he
will.
I mean,
that's a get up there for glory days.
Right. Right after training camp practice, you shoot over to East Rutherford from Florham Park.
No, it's a real cornball move that rockers do. Bruce does not do this. You put on the jersey of the team whose stadium you're in.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a cornball.
It is.
Total cornball move, I guess.
It works. Gets the crowd all riled up.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. He's got a Detroit Lions jersey on. And here we are.
Jared Goff.
It's unbelievable.
So cool.
Yeah, but I saw Bruce had Michelle Obama up on stage for Glory Days in some foreign country. So you got to get Aaron Rodgers up there.
She got up and sang?
Yeah. She did
foreign country. Backing
yeah,
vocals.
He did it in the foreign country because you can't do that in America. It's too political.
Is it?
Yeah. You can't break up a former first lady.
Why?
Half the audience will hate you.
She's not in office anymore with Barack. Former President Obama.
You think if Bruce brought out Donald Trump to sing Glory Days, people would be like, he's not in office anymore.
You cannot compare Michelle Obama to Donald Trump.
Oh, yes, you can, CeeLo.
No, you cannot. Especially as Trump is gearing up for another run at it here.
Who are you voting for president?
We don't have candidates yet.
What if your only choice? Let me ask you this.
Oh, okay.
Be political. If your only choices were, and you had to vote.
Biden again?
No, Trump. You had to vote for the Republican candidate.
Uh-huh.
This is the Republican primaries only.
Okay.
Your options are Trump or Ron DeSantis. Who are you voting for?
Anybody not named Trump.
Okay, so Ron DeSantis you vote for. Okay.
Pretty much.
Same here.
And by the way, and that comes from somebody who, in his voting lifetime, pretty much almost always on the Republican side of things.
Is that right?
But we're opening up a can of worms here.
I
basically abstained. I protested the last presidential election. Yeah. I voted, but I did not vote for either of the main candidates.
Okay, wasted a vote.
Could not. I know people feel that way.
Yeah.
That's my right as an American, and that's me saying I do not approve of or accept these two candidates.
Did you do a write-in situation?
I did not.
I wrote in Eddie Scazzeri.
Did you? Yep. I was considering writing in my father-in-law.
Well,
I think he might have wrote it in himself, but...
He wrote himself in?
I forget. I think he might have. No, I don't know if he did or not.
You don't want to be president. That's us.
Well, obviously, like you said, it's a wasted vote.
They'd be like, what do you want to do about Ukraine? I'd be like, I have no idea what to do about Ukraine.
That's when you lean on your many advisors.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like,
let me talk
no
to my
idea.
Cabinet. I'll get back to you.
I would want to be president just so I could figure out what's going on with the UFOs in this country. I hear the presidents get to see that
inside
stuff.
Information.
Yeah.
Yeah
they
yeah.
get inside information.
Top secret.
Is it weird
classified.
That none of them have told us, though? The presidents? None of them have said, hey... Like, even Trump's we know Trump's like a loose cannon.
Yeah.
He can't be in an interview and be like, I've seen the UFOs. They're terrific. Nothing?
Very, very nice people, the aliens.
Yeah, I've spoke with the aliens. They're terrific. All right, CeeLo, let's take a break here.
Yeah,
when we come back,
I
got some more NFL notes. Oh, and I have another jet note I'd like to get to you. And then Gio and
Jerry. Yeah, he normally sits in this chair.
He almost normally does.
Yeah.
And, well, they'll be here at 6 o'clock to break it all down.